It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
All right, we're going to play Which Guy's Living His Best Life?
All right. Okay.
Candidate number one comes to us from South Carolina.
I predict none of these guys are going to be doing very well.
Well, but you have to figure out which one is just doing better than the other one.
Okay.
So, officials in South Carolina.
Off.
I think there's two red flags.
I was just in that state. I thought it was awesome. It's a great state.
Isn't that where Popo is from?
Who's Popo?
Popo. Isn't that the dog? Pawpaw?
Oh, yeah. The Low Country of South Carolina.
Yeah.
Alex Murdaugh.
Yeah.
Or Murdaugh. Murdaugh?
Alec Murdaugh. Alec. Or Alex Murdaugh.
I don't know.
Yeah. With Pawpaw and Megs.
Did you ever watch those documentaries, George?
Oh
man,
they're pretty good.
Got to.
It's too disturbing. I know the end result.
You've got to. He's such a fascinating guy. Because you just don't understand how someone could do the things that they've accused him of doing, and just keep going on. Anyway, back to this story. Officials are investigating the death of a man, Eric Slate, who they found dead in a kangaroo enclosure.
Uh-oh.
Age 52, died of multiple blunt force injuries.
Oh, my gosh.
And according to his brother, who owned the farm that had this enclosure on it, he said that his brother used to like going into the kangaroo and wallaby enclosure to roughhouse with a kangaroo named Jack.
Why?
You don't want to mess with a kangaroo.
He used to like going in there and having boxing matches with the kangaroo Jack. And it appears that he went in there at some point and battled the kangaroo, and the kangaroo really won.
Yeah.
Can't they somehow jump up and kick you with their...
Yeah, that's one of their feet. Big...
Their kangaroo feet?
Well, that's a little redundant, but yes, you get the idea. Because they hop up, and I think that they then balance on
their
kangaroo tail.
Oh, my gosh.
And then kick you with their oversized clown feet.
They do kind of have clown feet.
Well, when you do most of your... Because they never go down on all four points, do they? They just always stay on their back feet. Like, I don't think kangaroos ever use their front...
Yeah, they kind of
paws?
Have T-Rex arms,
yeah.
Don't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. I think, yeah, they think just hop on two. I don't think they're ever on four.
So do kangaroos have paws or claws or feet? What constitutes a feet?
I think they have I think they have feet. That looks like a foot.
I think that in order to have a foot, don't you have to have an opposing thumb?
No, good question.
Yeah, just what is the difference in a feet and a paw?
I think when it extends like that, like the kangaroo.
But dogs clearly have paws.
Yeah.
Cats clearly have paws.
Do you need claws to have paws?
Ah, see, that's an interesting
Maybe.
Distinction, yeah. But we have fingernails, which is kind of the same as claws.
But why do we call it a rabbit's foot?
Good point.
That looks like a paw.
Yeah. A rabbit's paw is the same thing as a...
As maw?
Just don't.
All right. Do kangaroos have feet or paws? According to the internet...
More questions than answers.
They have... Well...
What? What have you found? They don't have football.
It looks like they're
Margaritas?
Mostly called paws.
See?
There are a few sites that call them feet, but it looks like just about, I'd say 80% of these sites call them paws.
All right, there you go. Hey. So, in a tribute on Facebook, this guy's, the victim's brother, featured a series of photographs of his brother Eric engaging with a kangaroo of almost the same height. So he puts pictures of him fighting kangaroos inside his Facebook memorial after he died of battling kangaroos. And his brother put, your memory will live on, your voice will be heard, and Jack, your buddy, the kangaroo, will be fine. So there was no punishment whatsoever against Jack. He killed a man in the ring.
Meantime, alligators and dogs, they get taken out, coyotes.
They get blasted in the head on sight for killing a human. And this kangaroo Jack is being honored by the victim's brother. I don't get it. It says here in an additional note, in 2022, a camel was euthanized after escaping an enclosure in Tennessee and fatally trampling two men. How common is that? A camel trampling death in Tennessee.
In Tennessee?
It's got to be very rare.
Yeah, you know, I just read stories like this, and it just makes me think the South is not representing itself well.
It was an accident. It was terrible.
Oh, really? How'd your brother die? Is this happened in Tennessee?
Yeah, he was trampled.
Trampled? Oh, worked at a horse farm. The guy got let loose, and came at him.
No, it was an escaped camel.
I'm sorry. There's two words here I need to deal with in my mind. Camel, first of all, escaped camel.
Escaped.
Okay. There was a captive camel somewhere.
Yeah.
That escaped and trampled two men.
Right.
Look at that Jack kangaroo.
It is crazy how...
Do not mess with them. Look at that.
I mean, that kangaroo's hit the gym.
He plays linebacker in the NFL.
All right, so that's guy number one.
Okay.
Guy number two, Slidell, Louisiana.
Awful. Oh,
no. Okay. Just got the South happening here again. Police responded to a call at a Lowe's parking lot. And somebody said, hey, you need to check those sheds out there. You know how they have the display sheds out in the parking lot where you can look at what model you want to buy to put your tools in and
they
store stuff?
They look great.
I know. They always do.
Then
you get them to your place and somehow...
They're uneven.
Water penetration rots out the press board. So around the fourth or fifth shed, they did locate this suspect. He was lying on his back, pants around his ankles.
Another one.
Pants!
And he was, beside him was an open container of Vaseline. And,
well, he was looking like a fool with his pants on the ground.
He, was using an electronic device on his person.
He wins.
While allegedly grassed her. in a parking lot in front of a Lowe's in Slidell. You got it. That's it. All those things right there. With taser drawn, police say the officer ordered the man to pull up his pants and roll onto his stomach to be handcuffed, and the man complied without resistance.
He didn't say, hang on a second. Oh.
He just... Yeah, just meet the officer's eyes and make his eyes real wide as he arcs.
Are men at their least powerful when their pants are around their ankles?
Yeah, you can't run, can't go anywhere. You're obviously really focused on doing something else.
You look stupid.
He told the officers he was watching YouTube at the time.
Ah.
So he was pleasuring himself to you. Was he telling the truth here? And he's pleasuring himself to YouTube videos when he has a bunch of other things he could see online. But
let's not make that our big question. Why was he just watching YouTube?
that's a side fascination.
Chad and Lowe's doing that.
The police say that they wanted to make it very clear the man is not from Slidell. Oh, they got some city pride on the
line. Don't put this on us.
All right, which one of those guys is living his best life?
This guy's from Monroe.
Yeah, why do they call it Monroe?
I don't know. It's just the way they
say it. Well, guy number two is living his best life because guy number one lost his.
Well, yes.
So my vote is for guy number two.
Sound reasoning. Yeah. But doesn't the number two guy have some shameful stuff around it? The number one guy, that's an adventure, right?
Yeah, true.
You're going in there. That's a manly thing to do. I just like to go into a kangaroo enclosure and just have boxing match every day.
He was living his best life because if you told that story that you routinely box of kangaroo.
Yeah.
People would think you're living a pretty kick-ass life.
As opposed to telling people you routinely sneak into a Lowe's tool shed.
Yeah, I got to go to shed time at Lowe's. I don't think anyone would be that impressed by that.
All right, I'll switch my vote to guy number one.
There you go.